Let's keep moving now and look at our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. 1 Timothy 4:10 says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." What does it mean that God is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe? There are basically two trains of thought as to the meaning of this portion of the verse, that the living God is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. The first thought is that this verse is speaking of God's providential care of men in the sense that God preserves men in their daily lives. God gives men their being and their breath. Let's read Colossians 1:16-17, which says of the Lord, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." To consist literally means to be held together. It's by the power of God that the world is held together so that men might continue to live. We also read of the mercy of God in the words of the prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations 3:22-23. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Without the continuing mercy and compassion of God, we would all be destroyed because of our sinfulness. The Lord, in his providential care, preserves men's lives. It's in the sense of God's care for all men that Job said in Job 7:20, "I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men?" Another thought on this verse is that the Lord has provided salvation for all men. God, through the sacrificial death of his dear Son, has made adequate provision for the salvation of all men. Let's look at John the Baptist's introduction of the Lord Jesus in John 1:29, which says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The Apostle Paul wrote of the far-reaching value of the death of the Lord Jesus when he wrote in 1 Timothy 2:5-6, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2:2, "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Now this means that the sacrifice of Christ on the cross was payment enough to pay for every sin ever committed. Could that really be possible? Was the sacrificial death of God's Son on the cross of Calvary truly powerful enough to save all men? Absolutely. In John 6:37, the Lord said, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Whoever comes to the Lord in faith will be saved. None will be turned away or denied. We read of the Lord's desire for the salvation of all men in 1 Timothy 2:4, which says that the Lord will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Salvation is offered to all men. There's probably enough scriptural evidence to show the truth of either of these thoughts concerning 1 Timothy 4:10. We must absolutely reject, however, the teaching of the universalists that teach that all men will eventually be saved. Scripture tells us plainly that only those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved and live in glory with the Lord for eternity. John 3:36 tells us that "he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." 2 Thessalonians 1:9 speaks of those who reject God's gift of salvation. It says they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Revelation 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And just these few verses should be enough to show us that while salvation is offered to all men will not be saved. The Apostle Peter spoke of the Lord Jesus in Acts 10:43, where he said that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.